I mislaid you, didn't
I? Okay. No, you didn't mean it, but
okay.
That's all right. It, in raising tomatoes, you can take hillside land that, that you know, might be fertile,
mm-hmm.
and put a lot of fertilizer on there, and you make a better, prettier tomato than you do if you plant them in fertile soil.
You still raise tomatoes and stuff like that?
Big part?
Do you still raise tomatoes?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now then, we were talking earlier about a hog, a male hog that's been altered.
Oh, yeah. You mean a barrel?
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what you do is you take, after you get those barrels fat, you kill them then, or else sometime even before you kill them, you take them to a butcher, and kill the hog and do all the dressing and everything and have them just right ready for you to pick up.
The meat that we buy in the stores, are they from cows and hogs that have been altered usually?
Oh, no, not the cows. Hmm. Your hog meat. Mm-hmm. There's, if the hog isn't altered before he's killed, And if he hadn't, recovered from the operation, you can't even use a rod. There's an odor there that is very unpleasant.
Okay. What about the skin on a dried apple? You might say it's all what?
You talking about the peeling,
mm-hmm.
on the dried apple? What about it?
If it's all wrinkled, what would you say? It's what? It's another word for wrinkled.
Shriveled?
Okay.
Where do you find it? On a dried apple?
Well, or a plum? Or a...
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Now, if someone has a lot of children, say 14, 15, 16 children, what word might you use to indicate the whole group of them?
Well, we'd call it a house full of young'uns.
Okay.
I don't know what you expect, but that's what we would.
Okay. Let me show you this one if they want
to. Well, now, I tell you, that's not a very good word, but then I'll say it. You would say, we ain't got a passing yarn.
Okay. Is that derogatory?
Well, no, I wouldn't say it's derogatory, but it's not complimentary.
Okay.
You might tell the story about John George,
and he's still in the back. You want me to tell you about that?
Please.
Well, this old nigga lived with me up here, and so he had about 15 children, and he named the youngest one Audubon. And my wife asked him, said, "John Joe," said, "why did you name that, give a name like that to your child?" He said, "Well," I said, "Miss, see, it ought to be the last one, but I'm scared it won't be."
Is that true?
That's true.
Oh, gosh, that's something else. Was it the last one?
No. Let me see. What was that? What did he name?
Another one. He said David.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. The last one. The last one after Audubon was his last child, and he named him. Can't help it.
Oh gosh. Did people call him that?
I guess they did.
Oh, most of them, you know, they give them nicknames anyhow. But Audubon, he kept that name right on through. He came to see me about 6-7 years ago. One day, somebody knocked on my door in the office, and I said, "Come in." And this colored boy